The gist. Many studies suggest something is up with the mitochondria in diseases like chronic fatigue syndrome, ME/CFS, and long COVID. But the question remains, if the mitochondria are not functioning well, how did they get that way? While we don't have the answer to that, recent studies are providing some clues. When muscle tissues, apparently from healthy controls, were exposed to serum from ME/CFS and long COVID patients for 48 hours, the muscles switched from producing energy using the mitochondria, i.e. using aerobic energy production, to producing energy anaerobically, much less efficiently. High levels of mitochondrial and non-mitochondrial oxygen consumption capacity indicated that the serum caused the mitochondria to work really hard. As time went on, though, the mitochondria began to fade and break up, and the muscle tissues became highly fatigued. The authors hypothesized that a stress-induced hypermetabolic state ultimately resulted in severe deterioration of muscle function. These are not the first authors to suggest that an initial burst of hypermetabolism permanently affected the ability of ME/CFS and long COVID patients' cells to produce energy. Earlier this year, a study examining the effects of the tick-borne Crimean-Congo hemorrhagic fever virus found that energy demand soared in the early stages of the infection, again creating a hypermetabolic state. Some of the patient's mitochondria wilted under the stress and began to produce energy using the anaerobic energy pathways to generate energy. 30 days later, long after the pathogen had been vanquished, their immune cells still remained in a state of metabolic insufficiency. Similarly, several studies suggest that the energy production systems of B cells have become overstressed in ME/CFS. This appears to prevent many B cells from maturing, leaving an important part of the immune system hobbled when fighting off pathogens. Indeed, Avindra Nath has proposed that a lack of B cell maturation may be the primary driver causing ME/CFS. Other studies have found evidence of exhausted and overly stressed T cells that could be tied to an inability to produce sufficient energy. All in all, these studies suggest when the mitochondria of people with ME/CFS and/or long COVID are put into a highly stressed state, such as during an infection, they become exhausted and are not able to recover. Bob Navio's cell danger response model proposes that the hypermetabolic to hypometabolic switch is operative in ME/CFS. He believes our cells become supersensitive to danger signals such as ATP when it is released from a cell when it becomes stressed. He believes that antipyrinergic drugs like Cyramin will ultimately be able to return both the cells and the patient to health.